Yesterday, we were out doing our show at Heritage Auctions, and this morning, our memorabilia expert, Shorty DeFazio, wanted to come into the studio with a rebuttal. So let's welcome Shorty in.
Hey!
Hey, there he is!
Hey, what's happening, my music?
Hi, Shorty.
Hey! Hey, what the heck? Why are you guys all doing that stuff with Heritage? I mean, come on. It's me, Shorty DeFazio. I'm on your show all the time. Why don't you have me on?
Well, that's some pretty cool stuff out there.
I'm just a plane ride away. Anytime you need me, I'm here with unusual items.
Well, we're friends
like my
with
chief
both.
Competitors. Come on, man.
Well, we're friends with you and with them.
I mean, that Babe Ruth rookie card or whatever that they had that's going for like $2 million. I mean, that's child's play to what I brought you here.
Oh, okay. Let's see what you got.
This is great. Look at this. I have the mummified hand of Babe Ruth clutching a steak. All right? This was the last thing he was doing before he was killed by a bear in 1948.
Is that how he died?
Yeah,
that is not
and
how he died.
And the attending mortician cut it off and mummied it. So,
okay.
So, yeah, it's been in the same family since 1950. This is one of only two known hands that Babe Ruth was said to own.
Okay.
How much is that
right
going to go
now,
for?
Right now, this is sitting at $400 on eBay, so it's a bargain, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bargain.
It is a bargain.
All right, how about this? You know, they also had... you guys remember that they had the Muhammad Ali boxing gloves from his loss to Leon Spinks in February of 1978. This is now that was one of only five losses in Muhammad Ali's boxing career.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say to the gloves Ali wore when he rumbled in the jungle against George Foreman? 32-year-old Ali beat a 25-year-old Foreman, and Foreman came into that with a, 37-0 record? I think he had like 34 knockouts at that time.
You're quite the historian.
And Ali knocked him out in the eighth. Can you imagine those boxing gloves?
I'd love to have those.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Do you have them?
No, I don't have them. But anyway. But I do have an Ali item here. I've got Ali's autograph on a Blimpie's napkin, but I can't get it authenticated because I accidentally used it to spill my coffee and I knocked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that I knocked over when I was watching the towers fall.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Well, that's.
Anyway, currently sitting at $14.
Okay.
$14 for that. Hey, I know that everyone's mad about the basketball here. Everyone's concerned about
the Luka trade.
No, guy's not getting enough minutes.
It's more
sure
the Luka trade.
Not really the controversy.
Yeah, that's right. There is another controversy. Yeah, Luka being a Laker. All right, wouldn't you like to own Luka's last game-worn Mavs jersey? Couple that with the actual phone on which Luka learned that he was being traded.
Okay.
Do you have these?
Well, absent those items, how about these pants the security guard who escorted Luka from the building while carrying his box of personal items from his cubicle? $100. These are game-stained security guard pants. All right?
Okay.
Now look at this. Look at this. You see these? These are the actual rumored lobotomy tools used on Nico Harrison 2 weeks before the trade. All right,
That's an unusual item right here.
$1,400, a piece of Dallas sports surgical history right there.
Right there.
How about this? The empty bottle of vodka that Mark Cuban drained right after learning of the Luka trade. Not consulted ahead of time. Not consulted. Yeah, $58 is what that's at right now. Yeah.
Some bargains. Here.
Hey, since he's called street clothes, I've got the entire line of Anthony Davis street clothes. This is from the spring 2024 collection. It's beautiful.
Wow. Nice.
Look how beautiful that is. Sitting at $300. A whole wardrobe.
Man, another bargain.
All right, and this one is my favorite. Oh, I love this here. Let me see. I got it right here. All right.
Okay.
This is my favorite. This was the last scale that Luka broke during his time with the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
You see, it's still stuck at 281. Still stuck.
He was 281.
Yeah, 281.
Broke the darn thing.
This has been in the same family for 3 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, pre-bid estimate at $800 on this.
Okay.
And George, I was thinking about you for this one.
Okay.
The actual Doncic donut dispenser given to Luca from his parents in 2021. Set in his apartment. Yeah, still works. Nice patina. Full provenance provided by Cecil Fielder's widow.
That's interesting.
I guess that's where they got it from. I'm not sure what that's about. That's $800
okay,
right
yeah,
now.
That's expensive, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I may put
a
bit in.
Congrats to my Philadelphia Eagles for winning their second Super Bowl.
Yeah, you sound like you're from up there.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge Eagles fan. Fly, Eagles, fly. I like to say that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? You want something from that Super Bowl? You're a big Eagles fan. You want something from the Super Bowl? I got something from that Super Bowl. I got a pair of Game 1 Patrick Mahomes panties. $400.
Yay!
That's an unusual
item. That is an unusual item. There we go. Shorty DeFazio, out the door.